Now to your letters, and most of them zero in on something that our health policy correspondent said in yesterday's program. Julie Rovner and I discussed health care costs, specifically how tax dollars pay for a big chunk of many Americans' health coverage. Start with Medicare and Medicaid recipients and people in the military. That's about 100 million people. And Julie said, add to that all kinds of government workers.
There's about 28 million people who work for either the federal government or state or local government. These are not just federal workers, but teachers, firefighters, police officers. So if you add all of those people together, you get somewhere over 40% of the population whose health insurance is basically paid for by a governmental entity.
Well, we received a number of emails adding to what Julie said. They point out that most civil servants kick in a chunk of their own cash for health insurance as well. Doug Woods of Eugene, Oregon writes this: for the federal employee's health benefit plan, the government pays 3/4 of the cost of health care. The employee is responsible for 1/4 of the cost of the premium, plus any deductibles and copays, which vary from plan to plan.
That sentiment was echoed by Ted Swedenberg, who wrote to us from Fayetteville, Arkansas. He writes, I am a state employee, a professor at the University of Arkansas. One might get the impression from your discussion that I get insurance for free at the expense of the state. In fact, I pay about $1,450 a year for my insurance coverage, and the state pays 2/3 of my insurance expenses. My copays are also quite high. When I had cataract surgery, my copays amounted to around $1,500.
Well, now to a lighter topic, Marmite. That's the yeast extract spread that's very popular in New Zealand. Supplies are dwindling thanks to trouble at the processing plant, and the company offered some tips to conserve the country's breakfast staple.
What we're asking consumers is maybe if they could have their Marmite on toast, ration it a little bit, maybe only have it once a day or every second day.
New Zealanders could substitute Australian Vegemite, which we described as a food product similar to Marmite. But Stephen Linton in Flemington, New Jersey, begs to differ. He writes this: I should point out that Marmite originated in Great Britain, where I am from, and to call it a culinary cousin of Vegemite is a mortal insult to Marmite lovers around the globe. He goes on to say, although my friends down under would no doubt disagree, Vegemite pales into obscurity in comparison to the mighty Marmite. I'm off for a cheese and Marmite sandwich right now.
Be sure to spread it thinly, Mr. Linton.
And if you think our news coverage is a little thin, write to us.
Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page. All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. To find out more about the books and authors you hear on NPR's programs, go to npr.org/books. There you'll find author interviews, NPR's bestseller lists, and find out what our staff is reading. This is NPR.